You know, a couple of our members have been out traveling again, which is really no surprise. I still don't know how they do it. I think they probably could win the Packing Olympics if there is such an event. But why don't we take this now moment to welcome our ambassadors, right? The ambassadors to the Order of the Crimson Circle on planet Earth. Jeff and Linda, come on up, please.
Thank you. Thank you, David. Thank you, everybody who is here today.
Thank you, Danae.
Yeah, thank you, Danae. That was beautiful. Looking forward to the rest of them today. Boy, this last month was the best month ever.
Best what?
Best month ever.
Best what?
I always say that. Every month is the best month ever, but they actually do keep getting better. It was... trust me.
I'm not sure where I was.
This last month was exciting. We did. It was actually a real milestone. We're going to talk about it a little bit today. But it was the first teacher training class that we've ever done.
Well, yeah.
It was like a seven-year dream come true.
That piece is true.
And it was an amazing step. I mean, you know, you go by in your day-to-day life and things happen, and a lot of times you really don't notice the significance. But this one was significant. We opened the Lake Tahoe office for Crimson Circle and Chambra, as you know, back in August. And I think a week after we got it open, we had the first teacher training seminar for Dreamwalker teachers.
True pioneers. It's amazing.
We had 30 teachers, or they were being trained as teachers, so they can go out and give schools in the Dreamwalking Death Transitions. And even though it was just another event on the calendar, it was actually pretty phenomenal.
It was really awesome.
It was phenomenal. They came from all over the world.
All over.
We filled the classroom of the New Energy out in Tahoe and went through all the materials and brought them up to speed on how to go through the class and give it. But it was incredible just that we reached that milestone. So it's not about just Linda and I doing what we do, traveling and doing the work. We now have teachers going out.
And may I add, the astounding piece is we thought, well, okay, they'll digest the material, they'll think about it, and they'll let us know sometime when they want to do a class. And all of a sudden, we start seeing these. We're like, how are we going to take care of this? How many do we have on the schedule now?
We have 26 Dreamwalker
teacher-facilitated
classes already
on
the schedule.
Isn't that sweet?
It's amazing.
Oh, amazing. I was so touched.
We have another teacher training school coming up in Zurich.
That's right.
We leave a week from Monday.
That's right.
We have another one in Lake Tahoe for sexual energies coming up in about 4 weeks,
week
three
in
or
November,
four weeks.
Right, so after the monthly meeting.
It's by the end of the year, we'll have about 100 trained teachers that can go out and do this material. And the thing that's so cool about it is, well, that's the reason we're here on Earth now.
The teachers. Oh, and it's even cooler than that. We've got really good teachers.
Yes.
It's that thing where I'm a little bit the doubter. I know that's hard to believe.
Really?
Yeah.
I never noticed that.
I know. I'm a little slow. And so the good news is you're never disappointed. Every time something good happens, you're always excited. But it's been amazing because, you know, we knew that we would draw more Chambra into this material because the workshops have been so popular. But these teachers are going out. They're sending us things back saying, look, I got this article in the local Pagosa Springs newspaper. And they're getting the word out beyond just Chambra.
Yeah.
I just am floored at the quality and the beauty of Chambra.
They're doing
an
incredible job.
It's a dream.
So I'm happy. It was the best month ever. I'm excited about the teachers going out and doing this work. And again, that's what we're here for. So today's a good day.
Today's a really good day. It's a great day to celebrate teachers.
It is.
Already.
And while we're celebrating, I want to take a moment before we get too far into this to thank the staff here at Coal Creek Hall for the incredible job they do every month setting up, attending to all the details, and making this look like it's a professional show, right? I
mean, doing
all the setup. So how about a big hand for all of the staff?
Thank you, guys.
I don't think a lot of people realize they get here about 9 o'clock in the morning. I think John Kaderka gets here at like 7, and they start setting up, going through everything, setting up all the cameras, the equipment, the food in the back that just doesn't appear, that it has to all be set up. And then after we're done at the end of the day, after everybody eats and then leaves, the staff cleans up, packs everything, puts it in the trailer. So it's a long, long day for them. And I also want to take a moment to thank the staff out in Lake Tahoe.
I believe that would be a live audience sitting there. They have a monitor, and I heard rumor has it that they watch.
They are sitting in the classroom right now back in Lake Tahoe. And the transition from what we have been doing up to now to a full office. I mean, when I say a full office, I mean, this is almost 3,000 square feet. We had to put in everything with the carpet, the computers, the phone systems, everything from the ground up. We have an incredible staff out there who, most of them just packed up. I think actually all of them just packed up from where they were living, moved out there, and have put it together in an amazing way.
Unbelievable.
So Janice, Michelle, Siglinda, Lisa, and Deborah have done an incredible job. We're going to all wave to
thank
them in the cameras. Wave to Lake Tahoe. And thank you for everything you've done. Okay. I want to welcome right now Shambra from all around this beautiful world. I'm an autumn kind of guy. You know, I love the fall. I love the tree changes here. It peaked out about a week or so ago, but it was like fluorescent yellow and some brilliant reds and just incredible. We were in
Linz,
Austria recently, and it was just starting to change, and it was beautiful. Favorite time of the year. Best month. I mean, life is good.
I'm sorry, but the Virgo month ended.
That's okay, because when the Virgo month ends, everything else, you know, it just starts falling apart in a beautiful way. Anyway, we have a number of guests here today. Linda's going to introduce them.
Yeah.
And tell us who's here.
Well, we've got Heinrich from Vienna, who we saw. Hello,
Heinrich. We just saw you a couple weeks ago.
And we have Miss Greek is here. Where are you, Christine? Hi, Christine from Canada.
Hi, Christine. What part of Canada?
Ontario.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's beautiful up there right now, too, I would imagine.
And we have Wesley from Netherlands with two guests. Where are you? Did you make it yet?
No.
Oh,
okay. They're probably out looking at all the trees.
Yeah. And Karen from Flagstaff. Where are you, Karen Waltman? Karen?
Hi, Karen.
Hi,
how are
Karen.
You?
Good to see you. We have a few more. These would be more U.S. guests. Jessica McLean from St. Petersburg, Florida. Where are you, Jessica? Oh, not here yet. Sorry.
That's what happens when you don't get here in time.
I know. You miss your chance. Karen from Joliet with a guest. Is Karen here? Oh, sorry, Karen.
I think all the guests are. They must all be
looking at the leaves.
Yeah, exactly.
Robert Carter. Did Robert make it? Robert, where are you? No, I don't see Robert either. Sally.
Are you sure that list is for this month?
You know.
Hello?
Susie was having a problem.
Yes.
She calls me last night and she said, Linda, you know, I got to go back into the hall later tonight because she said it's just covered in brownies. And I'm like, what? And she goes, the hall is just full of brownies, and it's like
the little, the young.
And I'm thinking, what the hell are there? What do you mean there's brownies all over the hall? And then she said, well, I got to clean it up. And I said, why? Why didn't anybody pick up the brownies? And she was talking about the little girl
ones.
Girl Scout kind of brownies. But it was, you know, we misconnected. I thought that was funny. I guess it's not.
Kind of medium. Scale of 1 to 10, 4 maybe.
I guess I hadn't gotten enough sleep.
Yeah.
Okay, no more brownie jokes.
Too much traveling.
Let go of the brownie jokes. Okay, sorry. God, I thought
it was
that,
funny last night.
It was really funny last night. Susie laughed and we ha-ha'd. All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Lori Harrison and guest from North Carolina. Where are you?
You're here. Guest didn't make it. They're with all
the rest
of them missing.
You did. Yeah. Look what she missed.
Is this your first time here?
Yes, it is.
Oh, welcome.
Oh, welcome.
Yeah.
Did you come just for us?
Yes.
Wow. We go to dinner up at the German restaurant afterwards if you'd like to join us. We always forget to tell people that.
Yeah.
Annie's here with her grandson. Hi, good to see you both.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good to see you again.
So, and where are they from, Linda?
I said New Mexico.
You're right. You did.
Yes, I did. I know I did. Teresa Niemeyer from Oregon. Where are you? Hi, good to see you again.
Hi, good to see you.
And let's see, Jean Scoville from Texas. Where are you, honey? Oh, she didn't make it neither. Pamela Kaiser from Spring, Texas. Where are you, sweetie? They didn't make it.
This is a long list of no-shows today.
Not looking so good.
There's somebody coming in on a Harley.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that's the ticket. Yeah. And that's the rest of the formal list. But I did see a guest walk in that I'm familiar with. That's, I think, living in England now. Christine Lenahan. Hello, Christine. It's really good to see you. How are you doing, beauty? I'm sorry? Oh, it's Beckett now. Oh, okay.
Oh,
we all make changes.
We need to catch up on what's been happening in your life. I walked in and I saw you, and I'm used to seeing you in other places, not here.
Yeah.
So it's.
I came here 7 years ago.
Yes.
Then after that, I was always at the workshops.
Right.
Never make it for just a gathering, so this feels really good.
Yeah.
Glad you could be here.
Yeah, thank you.
Anybody else we forgot? Who? Ah, hi.
Hi, Margaret.
Glad you could be
here.
Good
to see you. Thank you.
Did you bring a friend with you from St. Louis? Okay. All right. Okay. Anybody else? I think.
Yes.
Nancy
Vanderwald
from Durango.
Oh,
glad
you're here.
Anyone else?
Thanks.
I think we're good. Okay. That's it.
Okay.
You snooze, you lose.
You do. As David mentioned, and you heard before, today's live music is with Danae Shante. And Danae spoke at the Midsummer Conference, for those of you who were there, but you didn't sing there.
I didn't sing?
She coached them.
You didn't sing like this.
She got everyone to sing.
Right. Except me. I ran out of the room when I heard you were singing, or when I heard that people were singing. I ran quickly. Anyway, it's good to have you here today.
You sing lovely.
No, I don't. I sing like a dead frog. I mean,
it's a live frog. It's a live frog.
I cannot carry a tune. I can channel. I can talk, but I can't carry a tune. I don't know what it is.
You sing pretty nice songs.
Maybe we need
for me,
to baby. Do a lesson or something. Yeah, I think it's that I don't necessarily want to sing, because then Tobias would have me doing that during the channels, and that's Debbie. Anyway, last month we showed two of the teacher series, and we titled it Standard Technology.
Okay.
We're
going to
take a minute here and review some of the things Tobias talked with us about last month.
It was simple and sweet, actually.
And he said?
Okay. Your correspondents are here to serve you. Allow them to do so. Talk to them. Tell them what your needs are, not from a human standpoint, but from a broader teacher and passion standpoint. Let them know precisely what you expect, what you want. Establish the relationship and a bond with them.
If you remember, St. Germain talked at the Midsummer Conference about correspondence. He was very careful to say these are not runners. They don't do it for you. You can't say, okay, I want you to bring me a new car or something like that. They are the ones who help move the energy back and forth between our 3D realm and the other realms. They're kind of like an angelic helper in this. Tobias brought them in last month as special guests. And if you remember, he said, even listen to their name. Listen and hear what you get. Make sure that you just let it come in. I was talking to him the other day, and he said, mentioned this to me, a lot of people are going to find that last month, that name that you originally heard kind of evolved during the month. You might have heard the name Jim. I don't know if that's what the correspondents are called, but and that might have been just a very
did anybody part of hear the name Jim?
See, exactly.
And okay.
As the month went on, and at first it seems kind of clumsy because you get this name and it sounds kind of weird, and you think that maybe I'm just making it up, but over a period of time, as you start to work with them, then you start to get the fuller feeling of their name, and it might be James or something like that. Anybody experience that the name evolved from what you first got? And then you start thinking, oh, well, but I heard this name, and now it seems to be changing. That's where trusting yourself really comes in. And let it evolve. Let it kind of evolve and grow, because it will probably change again. We have human names. most of us. And you get this name, and that's it, you know, Linda Benio. That's what you have for life, unless you go out and change it. The angelic beings have, their names are a lot broader. There's a lot more aspects to their name. So you'll find that the names evolve and change. Their names are moving and fluid. It's not just the same thing. Tobias has other more expanded names like Tobiwa, a few other things. Names.
Did you get a name, or did you have to kind of just stay in your place?
I have to channel. I'm busy. Okay. I'm channeling. But okay. I actually, now that you mentioned, I did ask him when we were having a little chit-chat flying back the other day, and I asked him, I said, well, do I get one? And he said, what? What am I? You know, chopped liver? It's like, what? You want another one? That answered that question.
Watch it. He likes to tell us where to go.
But anyway, Tobias was saying the channel and has repeated to me over this last month that the correspondents are very important. And it's important, I got to see what the next slide says because it might give them away. Oh, no. He said it's important to work with them every day until you really establish that relationship and that bond. A lot of you might have felt that energy last month and then kind of forgotten about it because we get busy with our day-to-day lives. And it's one of those things that you have to set up that energetic connection with them. You have to start talking to them. Talk out loud if you want. Please do it in private. But talk out loud. Talk however you want. But it's important to establish that relationship, because if you don't, you don't use them, you lose them. They go away because they're like, well, what am I hanging around for? I mean, you know, Jim doesn't even want to, you know, want to talk to me, so I'll go somewhere else. So that's something to do every day if you can, not as a discipline, not as something, you know, that you have to work hard at. Just in the morning when you're taking a shower, just breathe in a little bit and feel the energy of your correspondent. And then Tobias went on to say,
well, I got lost here.
Why?
Well, I talked about busyness.
Oh, right.
It's a little bit of an issue right now.
Is it?
Okay. No, I'm afraid so. Humans use the busyness as an excuse for their not looking at their hearts, their desires, their needs. They use busyness for a reason not to look at the beauty of life. They use busyness for not looking in at the beauty of their spirit. So they're always busy running around, going here and there. The only time they relax is when they're totally exhausted at the end of the day. Welcome to my life.
Well, I think Tobias was only talking to you.
I think he was.
Nobody else.
And
not
I'm
anybody
gonna give him
here.
The phone number
None
of that
of us are
auditor
busy.
That's running me ragged and help, okay? You know, I need some special ed on that.
How many of you have been experiencing that? Just things are really busy. To me, it was a little confusing, and I had to check back with them. I said, Tobias, you know, everything is speeding up. Everything is getting faster. How can you not be busy? How can I not be busy? And he laughed, and he said he was going to talk about it in today's channel.
Oh, good.
But he said you don't have to. Well, busyness is a mental activity. It's a mental activity, and you think, I have all these things to do, and I have to get through them all.
You want to take my list that the auditor has?
No. Okay. No, you give it to other people, okay. the lovely staff in Lake Tahoe. They're just looking to take that, right?
Yeah, when it's all caught.
We get so busy, it's a mental activity, and it's an excuse not to look at yourself.
I'm working on my efficiency.
Well, that's good, but okay. Busyness. I think, actually, sometimes people just stay busy just to keep themselves occupied so they don't have to look at the real issues of their life.
I don't want him to address this more specifically.
Well, the whole thing with workaholics, you know, yeah. I mean, they justify it by saying they have so much work to do, and if they don't, you know, everything falls apart. But what they're really doing is avoiding not spending time with their family, not spending time with themselves, not enjoying life. It's kind of a neurotic thing that happens. I have to stay busy, or it's a control thing too.
Yeah, you know, I bet if you took that chain off of my chair at the desk, it might work better.
Well, you don't have to be busy with that chain at your chair. We've been busy lately, and I think Tobias was kind of poking and prodding a little bit.
Oh, man, I'm ready to not be so busy.
I think it's for everybody.
Oh, good. I thought it was just me.
No.
This TED channel wasn't just for me?
No.
Okay.
He went on to say,
I thought I was more special than that. Okay, guess I'm not. Here we go. Nost is the antithesis of busy. They're opposites. Okay, I got it. Mm-hmm. You can either be nosed or you can be busy. Nos takes care of so much for you. It takes care of all the busyness and the running to and from. Nos brings the energies to you. Nos simplifies the most complex situations. Use Nos.
So I think that kind of answers your question.
Fine, whatever.
It's like, well, no, it's an easy thing to get caught in. You know, we say, I've got so much to do and I'm so busy and this and that. Well, then, that, again, it's a mental thing and we forget to use Nos. Nos is a simple solution. It's that fourth element, that part of us that combines with our body, our mind, and our spirit. Nos is like the wisdom or the solution. I think Tobias called it the creative intelligence. And when you're really busy, you're really mental, you don't use that. But if you stop for a moment, we'll all do this together.
You're going to help me?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to stop, and we're going to take a breath. And see, let Nos, that energy, come in and solve a lot of the problems.
Okay.
Just let it go. I mean, it doesn't mean you're not going to have anything to do. It just can be done a lot easier without the busyness.
Very good.
Yes.
I'll
keep
report
breathing.
Back.
Another breath.
I'll report back.
Doesn't that feel good? Let
oh,
that energy
yeah.
in. Yeah. See, it's taking care of all your work right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
at your
yeah.
desk right now. Oh, your pencils are moving. The computer keyboard's going. All this stuff's getting done. Just keep breathing. Keep breathing. You see, it doesn't need you there. It's solving itself. The auditors are going to go away. They're going to say, we love what you've done so far.
Ah, okay.
Anyway, moving on to the next slide.
Will my computer stop laughing at me?
I don't know. Linda's computer is haunted or something. It every once in a while, and it's we don't know why, it just starts laughing.
Just like that, I swear.
Yeah.
And we don't know what causes it. And
it's not on a regular basis. Yeah, it's probably Tobias. Actually, it sounds more like Saint Germain. Saint Germain.
Okay.
He went on to say,
we have two things today to discuss with you. Your shout, your 2 points. One regards your work as a teacher. The other point is for you personally. Both are profound. Both are nosted, and they're simple.
So he's setting up, saying there's two big parts of the channel.
Okay.
And he went on to explain the first one.
When you're working with your students, understand, no matter what, you can throw out all the old psychology, all the philosophy, all the hooey, everything else, and understand there is one problem with humans, one problem. They give away their power.
And I'm so glad he explained this after, you know, tens of thousands of years of humanity. He boiled it all down. But actually, it makes sense. Everybody gives their power or their energy away. And he went on in the shout to explain how they do it. You give it away to spouses. Not you, of course. You give it away to people at work. You give it away to governments, churches. Everybody's always giving their energy away. When that happens, first of all, it's a denial of your own spirit. But when that happens, well, it's then you got to go out and feed somewhere else. You've given part of yourself away. Now you got to go out and try to get it back. But you get it back in generally a pretty insidious way. So he's saying if humans would just stop giving their power or their energy away, we wouldn't have all these problems. And he's telling us that. What? You have that look.
The minute you walk in the door of the airport, your power's gone, period.
You know, that's an illusion. First of all, you don't have any power. No, you don't. Remember the channel a couple of years ago when Tobias said power is an illusion. Power.
How can you give it away if you don't have it to begin
with? Well, we're living in this huge illusion that there is a thing of power. And we give our energy away. We give ourself away.
But he used the word power. This sounds like a bad rock and roll song.
When you walk into an airport, I mean, as most of you know what that's like, it is not a real good energy situation. And, you know, you got to practically take off your clothes. That part I don't mind. But you got to take off your clothes. And then they frisk you and they put your stuff through the scanner. The other day, Linda had an interesting experience. Actually, she was the poster child for patience.
I almost shot myself, but other than that, it was really good.
We were at some airport. We're at the airport Charles de Gaulle Airport. And no offense to the French, but my least favorite airport in the world. I will take Chicago any day. I will take any place other than Charles de Gaulle. terrible setup and terrible signage. It's a Virgo's hell. You know, I mean, it's just awful. It doesn't make sense. And then if you stop and ask somebody for help, you know, we got kind of lost. You know, all the you go, there's this maze of underground tunnels.
I wasn't lost. I was following you.
But I was lost. And you ask somebody for help, and, well, it's not the most responsive type of help. Well, no, it's not.
You
it
idiot.
Awful.
Just go down this hallway to the left and the right and the left again.
Yeah.
Kind of.
And follow the signs. And it's like, that's what got me lost, following the signs. Anyway, we had to go through security just before you go into the gate area, and there was 250 people in line and two security people, you know, one making sure you took off your boots or shoes or whatever, and the other going through your personal goods with probably the speed of a turtle and a great fascination. Now, that's a job. That's a job. You get to look at everybody's stuff. And she started going through Linda's purse. Well, Linda doesn't carry a purse. She has a backpack. Linda's backpack, stand sideways, please. Linda's backpack is this tall, that wide, and it sticks out that far.
I got to stay busy.
When we're walking, yeah, she's busy. When we're walking, you know, through the airports and they're crowded, you see little kids and old ladies flying as their backpack hits them. It's like, boom, splattered all over the place. So this security lady started going through everything in her purse. I mean, and Linda could live on a desert island for 10 years with what she has stored in there.
And you ask for all that stuff,
looking
too.
Looking at the stuff.
She really was.
And then put it down. And I had gotten through security, so I was standing at the other line, like, on side going like that. And our flight was already almost all boarded, and you were very calm and collected.
Yeah, I didn't punch her.
Yeah, you know, that was not a good idea. So you ask, about how do you not give up your power in things like with any of that. You just take a deep breath, and you realize you're just not going to fall into that situation. You're not going to fall into that trap. It's there's a funny game going on with that. A funny dynamic happens at work all the time. Happens everywhere. Traffic. Oh, my gosh. And who are you giving it up to? I don't know. I've never figured that up. You're just mad at traffic. You know, it's like...
There's this power traffic line in your hand that you can use that helps. I found
road
it really
rage
helps move the energy.
I think that's stealing energy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it? It goes out when I do it.
But anyway, this is good. Anyway, humans give up their power all the time to all sorts of different things. And he's saying if they just stopped doing that, we wouldn't have any problems. We wouldn't have all these crazy things that are going on in the world. So anyway, moving on to the next slide.
Okay.
No more airport stories.
No more airport stories. There's too many of them. Now, if humans didn't do that, they wouldn't have wars. They wouldn't have all the conflicts. They wouldn't have all the dark feeding that takes place. They wouldn't have all this pain. Humans pray every day. We hear them all, unfortunately. They're in deep pain, and they're crying out to God saying, "Dear God, why are you doing that?" And dear God is saying, "I am you. And secondly, you have given me away. You've given me away. How can I help you when you've given me away?"
Interesting statement. How can I help you? How can God help you if you're giving God away? If you're being out of your "I am God" also. So interesting. As you're out there doing this work, or just in your everyday life, just remember the statement: humans give their power away, and then they got to go to try to get it from somewhere else. So it's a big game that goes back. When you step behind the short wall and you don't play that game anymore, you realize, first of all, there is no power anyway. You're not going to give it to anybody, and you don't need to take it from anybody. Everything comes back into balance. So simple. Next point.
Our next point is so simple.
See?
It's going to cause a bit of struggling because you're going to have to take a look at your old belief systems of human consciousness. You're going to have to look at paradigms. It's very simple, and we want you to use it for yourself first. Don't go out and teach this yet. We want you to discover the simplicity of how it works.
He had a very interesting point I think a lot of you remember. He talked about standard technology. And it is simple. It's so simple that it defies logic. The mind jumps in and says, well, it couldn't be this easy. And it says that, you know, you got to do all this other stuff. Again, that's giving your power away to whatever it is, medications or therapy or whatever. He says that within you is the perfect seed of consciousness, whether it's a biological consciousness or mental or whatever it is. There's that perfect point of consciousness where that there's a cell in your body that's absolutely balanced, absolutely rejuvenated. And it's just a matter of tapping back into that. Really, really simple. He went on to say,
you can use a standard example, a standard technology, to recreate the patterns in the way that you choose to create them. You don't have to get into your brain about this. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to have all these complex methods and systems. Other humans may want those or need them right now, but you can use the standard technology.
He didn't get into a lot of details about the standard technology because I don't think there are a lot. But he was saying that there's nothing wrong if other people right now do other things, other systems and methods and things like that, and they're all fine. That's wonderful. That's where they're at. And to a degree, there are people who feel they need something more regimented. But he's saying, really, Shambra is ready for the next step, the standard technology. I don't know how many worked with it over the last month or played with it, as it would be. I didn't as often as I would like to have, but when I did, it was really cool. It challenged my mind because I found myself trying to mentally create or manufacture the perfect cell. And then I would struggle against it, and then... then my brain got in, what does a perfect cell look like, and how does it act? And I got all into the mental thing. I went into that dead end, and I just said, whoa, that's not at all what Tobias meant. He just meant feel that perfect cell and become that perfect cell. Let it radiate out to the rest of my body with no expectation, with no force, but just an allowingness. So it was like it's establishing a relationship or a connection with that perfect cell. It was pretty cool.
So where are you at with it now?
I'm still playing with it. I'm still using it.
Your hair looks really good today. Is that part of that?
I didn't get my hair cut, actually. I found I have to do it without expectations. Mm-hmm. I can't say, if I do this today, I'm going to feel better or younger or more whatever. I'm just doing it and kind of standing back and watching to see how it works. And I do know one thing. This was an intense month.
Really?
Yeah, it was very intense. And it was tiring in a lot of ways, but I had a lot of energy when I really needed it. There were a couple points during the month that things were kind of happening very fast. I really needed not only energy, but clarity. And that's not what I was trying to do with working with the standard technology, but I found that when I needed it, it was there. That was a cool thing. The answer, that was the other thing. I was doing it kind of, it's a combination of NOST and it's using this, I get excited about it.
I know, it's fun to see you excited.
But answers were there that in some tough situations that normally I would have had to struggle with or gotten frustrated with, and I just took a deep breath, let that energy of NOST come in, and boom, the answer was there.
How did that affect you with all the horrible headlines?
I don't want to get into that right now, but I don't want to get into that.
Okay.
It was a tough month from that standpoint.
Yeah,
but,
that's why I asked.
Yeah, tough month.
I didn't reconcile that very
well. But the best month ever. He went on to say,
as you become the true standard, your body balanced, your mind and your spirit all balanced, living a passionate and happy and fulfilling life as a teacher of the new energy, you become the standard for others. When you are with them, your radiance now communicates with every part of them and says, it's possible. It can be done. Here is the shining example. Here is the example of health. Here is the example of balance and creativity.
And this goes back to the whole reason why Shambra is here right now is teachers. Being a teacher doesn't necessarily mean you're standing in front of a classroom. It means you're setting an example for others. You become the standard. That for even people at work or for your own family, You're learning to balance your body. You're learning to balance your abundance. You're learning to balance relationships with yourself first and then with others. All this balancing, rejuvenation, new energy is coming through. Well, obviously, you're going to carry a very different energy attribute. And that's going to be not always obvious, but it's going to be there when you're with other people. They might not know exactly what it is, but they're going to start looking at you and going, there's just something about that person. There's just, you know, there's just something special about you. And you probably had people tell you that already. What is it about you? I don't want to like you, but there's just something about you. And that's what a standard is. So as we become the balanced, clear, human, divine being on earth, that then sets the standard technology for others. Then they're not going to take your energy, your technology, but at least they can say, look, somebody else is actually doing it. There's a new way of doing it. It's amazing. It's wonderful.
Standard technology is profound and simple. Some of you are going to argue with it or have a difficult time because you want a complex system. You're in the wrong place. You're in the wrong time, and you're going to keep it simple. We're going to keep it simple. We're going to talk about some of the most profound healing, but it isn't healing at all. It's just rebalancing.
And toughest part that I found with it is that, again, I'm challenged. I want to get into my brain. I want to force it. I want to create a technique or a method around it. You know, Tobias said last month, don't go out and start teaching this because you got to learn it first. You know, it's a head concept right now for the most part. You've got to learn it. You've got to feel it in your own life. And you got to learn what that struggle is that you want to kind of argue. You want to get mental about it, and it's not. It's a very simple thing.
I think in some ways it was actually easier this month to feel what it wasn't than what it was.
That's true.
Seriously.
That's true. I know he's going to talk more about it today, so with that, we'll get on with some of the slides.
Oh, pretty picture.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fall. I look for fall pictures this month. And
okay.
It's a nice fall picture.
I like it better than the urinals.
It was, you know, it seems like it's a long time since we met last, and I guess it is because this is later, you know, this is later. It's been like 5 weeks. Anyway, it was a good month, as I said. We did the first teacher training class at our office in Incline Village, Lake Tahoe, which is a beautiful place. If you haven't been there, you just even come on out and visit Janice and the group out there.
It's a beautiful
I'd be happy
place.
To see you.
It's an absolutely beautiful place. Stephen was there. Hi, Stephen.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Yeah. It was. We had a great gathering.
Isn't that cool?
That's not the office.
Well, yes, it is.
It is part of the office. It's very close to the office.
Yeah.
It was a 4-day school. On the last morning, everybody had worked hard. And we said, let's go down to the beach and have a channel. And, of course, it was a picture-perfect day. I think it was like 8 o'clock, 8:30
in the morning. The sun was just rising on the mountains.
And nobody around.
It's beautiful.
We just sat there, and Tobias came in. He had a really, really interesting channel.
He sure did.
And beautiful time. Here's a shot of the whole group on the beach afterwards.
Some man did walk up to me as I was walking away and said, do you know what those people were doing on the beach? And I said, yeah, some kind of weird thing.
some cult. But anyway, this, like I said, the beach is just a mile or two from the office. And I'd like to do that every time we do a school out there, as long as there's not 5 feet of snow.
Yeah, weather permit.
Anyway, the cool thing that we mentioned before is we had, I think, 28 teachers that graduated from the Dreamwalker Death Transition, so they can go out and teach the school. After the school ended, Linda and Janice and the staff out there and I were talking, and I said, now, will they go out and schedule schools, or do they just go to this and say, now I'm a teacher, what happens? They overwhelmed us.
That amazing?
They went back home and started scheduling their schools in their territory, whether it's California or Pennsylvania or Minnesota or Australia, wherever. We have 26 teacher
classes,
presented classes already scheduled. And this was just off of our first school. So I would say I would bet you next year that we'll have somewhere between 400 and 500 schools that are given worldwide
Real
by Schomburg teachers.
Isn't that awesome?
That's cool. And by the way, in the teaching, we go through everything. We go through the material, of course, so the teachers are familiar with the curriculum, so they really know what they're talking about. We go through the business aspect. We go through how to set up your sound system, how to do the promotion, really all just about every little detail.
And we have support behind that, and we're developing
that
every day. We're developing the support so that we really can be there for the teachers and to really offer them the tools they need to do their jobs.
So that's why I said it was a good month.
It was.
We went from there to Linz, Austria, a beautiful, beautiful place. We didn't know what the workshop was going to be about. Tobias doesn't normally say, but once we got there, sat down and started going through it, it was 2 days about how to trust yourself.
In a new way.
It was really incredible information. The only problem was that it was translated from English to German, and we didn't have a microphone on the translator. So I think what we're going to do, instead of putting out audio CDs and then you have to listen to Tobias and then wait for the translation, hear kind of the German in the background, it's really goes rather slow.
You know, he was the one waiting and the channeling and then waiting. But I sat there and I could see that how uncomfortable he was. But I just really got the feeling that part of the reason that message was so slow in that way was because it was so good and so simple that it would have been so easy to just float past the words, because it was really about truth and trust in its simplest way and in a personal way. And the fact that it was slow, it made you sit with the most obvious and allow yourself to feel it. So I actually believe that they're pretty sneaky in what they do. I don't think there was any coincidence in it.
Yeah, it was slow. And that's tough, by the way, in channeling to do, first of all, with translation. You develop a different rhythm or a pace than I normally would. But it is difficult. The headset translation is not too bad. You can go fairly fast because people in the audience who are not English-speaking can listen in the headsets. But this was consecutive, where Tobias would say something, usually a sentence, and then it would be translated, sentence and translation. You know, and I equate it kind of like, you know, if you sat down and drank a pitcher of beer and then had to go to the bathroom really, really bad, and then when you go, you got to stop and start and stop and start. It will drive you crazy after an hour of that. So it was a little
cute little boy example.
You know, but everybody understands. Everybody's feeling my pain. They're going to go test it at the break.
I love you.
So I think what we're going to do with this one is just transcribe it so you can read it. And so you don't have to do the waiting between. But it was really good information.
It was really nice.
We went with Dr. Stephen Gaynor, who gave a couple of talks during the weekend and had a great time. Linz is a beautiful place. I would highly recommend it if you're
very beautiful, and we had a lovely
team Schomburg
and
group.
Sponsors.
Yeah. And I was a little nervous because we hadn't been there. I didn't know if anybody was even going to show up. And that's you know, we have to always look at that. If we give a workshop, are they going to show up? And
they did.
Sometimes they don't. No,
you got to put it on
I
the
had
calendar.
To trust myself. Yeah. I got a picture there. The
funny.
Yeah, it's right up there with the brownie joke.
Yeah,
actually, we had about 275 Chambra from Austria, Germany, Netherlands, Scotland, all throughout
quite
Europe.
Quite lovely.
Yeah, it was really, really nice.
Yeah, nice room, too.
Had a good meeting. So let's talk a little bit about upcoming events.
You going to give them the bad news?
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming. Okay. Next week, a week from now, in this very location, we're going to do the latest Ask Tobias sessions. One will be about NOST. It's going to be moderated by our own Garrett Anofsky. And then one I'm looking forward to doing. Mormons and other spiritual families. When I first told Linda, I said, this is one of the subjects, she's like, no way.
You're just picking on my mom.
Linda's mom is Mormon, and God bless her.
This tall and the two of them together are pretty silly when they go at it.
But anyway, Tobias wants to talk not just about Mormons, of course, but he wants
to talk
about...
But you had to single them out.
How angelic families turn into religions and stay very bonded. Yeah. on Earth. And to give us a little insight into how religions work, or cults, or groups.
I think it might be nice.
Or Shambra.
I think it might be nice.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, Shambra is not an original angelic family. Like, we didn't all know each other way back when. We all came from angelic families and gathered together through the Crimson Council at some point, all representing different aspects of the angelic orders to be the teachers right now. So we are not an angelic family.
Oh, how lovely.
Yes.
Roy's going to help us with that. Roy
Hansen. Roy, hi, over here. Yeah. Yes. What are you doing there?
Like, he has there? Special
Have you been there
purpose.
All day? Jeez. Roy is going to moderate it. Roy has a background with the Mormons, many, many years for the Mormons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Three generations?
Oh, my gosh. No wonder you're going to be a great moderator. And please, feel free to ask the tough questions, because I'm curious. I want to know. I mean, get to the nitty-gritty.
Be careful what you ask for.
Go for the scoop, because I want to know.
Be careful what you ask for.
Oh, okay.
I think you played a role in some of that. Don't go yet. Don't go yet. If you have questions, we're really looking for good questions that we can ask during the sessions. So did you put in the You Are God also? Address?
No, but it, you send your questions. You can go on the internet and look, or send it to the letter U, R, letter R, God, also, AOL.com.
And please, in the subject, if it's a question for NOST, or if it's a question for, for spiritual families, please put that in the subject. And sometimes we get a lot of questions, and it really helps us sort them, and we won't accidentally miss yours if you put something in the subject.
Yeah. And the ones with Mormons, you don't have to ask just about Mormons. It can be about how angelic families work, or if you've been part of a group in the past. I know we have a lot of Shambra that have been Seventh-day Adventists.
Pentecostal,
and
cannibals.
All sorts of stuff. So feel free to ask anything. So that's next Saturday. Afterwards, we'll go up to the Mexican restaurant for some good food and a few drinks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We haven't been there in a while.
Heartburn City.
We'll go from there to Zurich to do the teacher training for Dreamwalker Transitions. We have a lot of the Europeans showing up for that. I want to say we're almost sold out, or we are sold out.
We're right on top of sold out.
Right on top of it. So once again, doing the teacher training, which I love doing.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's awesome. From there, we have three sexual energy schools scheduled this fall. I put them all on the same slide.
You did, didn't you?
Frankfurt, Germany, which is sold out.
Yes.
Yes. Tokyo, Japan.
Okay.
And Sydney, Australia. So we're going to be bouncing around. Linda's got a schedule. We're going to Tokyo, and then we're going through Bangkok, and then to Australia.
You thought you liked Charles de Gaulle Airport.
Oh.
Where do you see this?
Oh, boy. Okay. One thing I wanted to mention while we're talking about sex. We were talking about sex. Remember this last slide, sexual energy school? By the way, the school deals with I don't know what to say about it. It deals with energy use and abuse. It deals with how people steal energy, certain energy in a very distorted way. Tobias says it's like a virus, and it spreads from family to family, from all sorts of different ways. He does talk a little bit on the last day about sex, sex. But a few people have showed up and they've been disappointed. They thought, he was going to get into tantric positions and, we're going to take our clothes off. And no, it's more about the sexual energy.
And it really is very, trying to think of the right word. It's a very everyday information that when we listen to this information, it was not what I expected. And you can't walk away from this and not notice things in life that suddenly take on a whole different or a whole different understanding from seeing and feeling
why things happen
and how energy exchanges and the way people use and abuse energy, you have a whole different view and a whole different understanding of it, And in a sense, I would say that you manage your energy better from this information. Yeah, yeah. It's quite amazing.
It's not an easy school.
No.
That's a tough one.
Understatement.
But it's incredible. The insights are awesome. Speaking of sex, though, I was going through Newsweek the other day, and there was an interesting article right in Newsweek that said 55% of people surveyed say sex is at least part of their spiritual life. That's amazing. I mean, it's amazing that there's this kind of change in consciousness right now, because just 5 years ago, 10 years ago, nobody would write an article like that for Newsweek, and nobody would really be talking about sexuality and spirituality necessarily together. I mean, people were talking a little bit of Tantra, but here it is in mainstream America anyway, talking about sex and how it's... There's some interesting statistics in there. If you want to go to Belief Watch at Newsweek.com, there's a lot of interesting articles, by the way, about religion and spirituality. But I thought it was amazing. Here, Tobias has been talking about the sex issue for a while now, and it's showing up in the papers. Speaking of sex again, we're going to do teacher training for this at the Lake Tahoe office in early November. And I don't know where we are with that. Are we full or?
We have a couple places left.
Okay.
I mean, people are looking at that one very closely. I mean, everybody understands the gravity of it.
Right. This is a little bit tougher in terms of the teacher training. There has to be some background with counseling. There's much more of a likelihood of. Trying to think how to say it.
There are more personal experiences in this one than say Dreamwalker. You know, Dreamwalkers
right.
they're sort of teaching a process and a method. It's very spiritual and very informative. But this really has been incredibly transformational for people, and it tends to go to the most sensitive places for people personally. So the teachers for that and the teaching teams for that. Well, first of all, it's not a Dreamwalker series. It's outside the Dreamwalker series, so
right.
it is different, and we are working very closely with those teachers, and they're all going to teach in teams for sure. So,
good. And from there, Dreamwalker Death Transitions in Adelaide, Australia, right before Christmas, and a couple other real quick mentions: the Crimson Circle School 2. That's the easy school.
Yeah.
This is like just getting together for.
That's the I love myself school.
Yeah, 5 days in Kauai. We do a lot of fun things with the group. These are actual pictures that we've taken from the schools. It's 5 days together in Kauai, limited to 24 attendees. We do every morning before we head out for the day. We do a little session and a channel. But then we hop in the vans and go out and just, we have a good time. Some channels like in the mountains or on the beach.
On the beach, yeah.
But it's the fun school.
It really is. It's sweet. It's a gift you give yourself. If you haven't been to Kauai, there's an energy there that is amazing. And it's this energy. Can I describe it, you mind?
Yes.
It kind of goes, oh, I love you. And I have this beautiful humidity to bathe yourself in and to take care of your skin. And I'm holding you, and I love you. So go ahead, puke out your issues now.
Yeah.
You're safe.
It is. It'll fool you.
Is that
you.
Pretty close?
Yeah.
Norma, do you think that's pretty close?
It's so right on.
Yeah.
Just to mention, we have been trying to get to Israel for most of the year, and because of situations, it didn't work out. We have finally rescheduled it. We are going one way or the other.
We are going.
What's happening or not happening? We are going.
We're just going, damn it.
We have it scheduled for February 15th and 16th, and I am looking forward to it.
And it could shift a day or two in either direction.
A day or two, maybe.
Based on how you use amplified sound and Sabbath. And so, you know, there are cultural things we have to take into consideration. But that is just like, I'm hoping the fact that the slide is there and the universe sees it, that it's there.
And this is a special workshop Tobias is doing. It's not one of the regular ones. He's calling it the New Energy Balancing Workshop. It's going to take a look at really how to bring your energies back together. So it should be good.
And it's very, tell me, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe, I know you wouldn't, you're so sweet, but I believe that this is specifically and especially targeted to the Israeli people. You know, the Israeli Chamber has really talked to us a lot and said, please, please come and don't cancel. And
well, it'll be like the last time we were in Israel. It was specifically for the Israelis,
that's
but
right.
It applies to everybody.
Oh, sure, sure. But,
yeah.
But it, you know, in other words, it's in Israel. It gathers the energies of Israel, in a sense, and makes it very special to that place. And I'm excited about it. We have an incredible Chamber team there now, and it's I think it's going to be really
special. And a dedicated Chamber website.
That's right.
In Israel.
Do y'all know that? Okay. Thanks.
All right. Moving on to the next slide. Oh, what's new? A couple of quick things. This is really cool. I like it. But we are now podcasting. I mean, and it's kind of a little thing, but it's a big thing. Podcasting, for those who don't know, is the ability to download, subscribe to, and download things onto your iPod or MP3 player. I'm an iPod fan. When we travel, I put those headsets on and forget about everything. But I subscribe to things like some comedy shows and some news discussions and things like that.
You do?
My computer automatically updates my iPod, so I don't have to do anything. I subscribe, and then it's on there. John Kuderka has done a lot of homework figuring out. Wave to everybody, John.
Hi, thank you, John.
John figured out how to do podcasting, so you'll be able to subscribe to the Crimson Circle podcasts. It'll automatically load into your MP3 player or your iPod. It's there, and you can listen to it while you're working out, while you're fishing,
while you're flying
or anything, and it's kind of automatic. Podcasting is the next step in broadcasting, getting information out. It's a conduit for making the information easy, accessible to everybody. So we're going to be listed on Apple's website in their official directory.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, under other weird stuff.
Yeah, how's it going to be described? You know, that could be really weird. Can you imagine being some cool young kid and, you know, and thinking that, oh, podcast, I bet that's like, you know, some sort of blah, 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 and then they get the...
Crimson, no, it's going to be listed under spirituality religion. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so that means others will be... Oh, we won't go there.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought it was cool. It kind of like keeps Crimson Circle on the leading edge of technology.
Will it be next to the Mormon podcast?
I don't think so. I don't think they do that. I think that's evil. So anyway, I thought that was really cool. One other thing I want to mention as far as new, and I don't have a slide for it, but remember back at the Midsummer Conference when Kuthumi talked about four different books that he was doing, and he said... that he has basically kind of written them, but he's waiting to channel them. And I recently got a copy of the first one, and this is How to Be Kind of Good-Looking in an Otherwise Ugly World. And it says in here it's Kuthumi Lal Singh, but it was actually put together, channeled or downloaded by Louise Sureski. So it's amazing. So Louise, congratulations. Crimson Circle Publishing, which we are working on getting going, would love to take a look at that and be the distributor on it. So I get so excited when I see Chamber doing this stuff.
Really doing it. Just,
yeah.
It's awesome.
Got a few slides here before we go on our break. As you know, life is an illusion. Things aren't always what they seem. These aren't actually gut-wrenching funny. These are kind of like the brownie thing. It's like they're so-so, but they're interesting. I come from a marketing background.
How do they compare to the urinals?
It's right up there with the urinal stuff. But I thought it was fascinating, just the illusion behind it. I guess it's the marketing side of me. This is somebody holding a bag. And the
bag we got it. We got it.
Okay. I don't need to explain it.
It wasn't too secretive.
I like these.
Oh, ow.
Well, this is for a crime store. You know, I mean, it's their bag.
Let's
go to some funnier ones. I thought that was kind of creative.
That's funny. No, that's funny.
It takes a little while. You got to look. What is that? These are actual bags that people have designed.
Charming.
And you got to look at this one a couple of times. It's just a bus stop graphic, obviously an illusion or a sign on both sides. I thought they were quiet.
It's appealing to your marketing side.
It's actually the company that developed this does plastic surgery. That's their cup.
Oh, seriously?
So, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so right.
I thought it was
yeah,
really
it.
Cute.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody took a manhole cover and painted around it. And, you know, the manholes have steam coming out of it. So a coffee company, that's actually somebody painted that. I thought that was very, very creative. So, you know, we need a Crimson Circle bag or something like that. You know, one of those things. Anyway, as we go to break, I want to take a moment to thank Chambra for your financial support and your support. We've gotten a lot of nice emails.
Lovely.
In the last month or so. And they come at a very appropriate time when we're kind of the staff out in Tahoe just working themselves crazy, trying to get everything set up. And having these nice, nice emails
has been really sweet.
Amazing.
A lot of loving support is true.
You're having one of those days, and all of a sudden you get an email or a letter, and it just says, hey, we're all in this together. You know, keep up the good work. It's fantastic, and I want to thank everybody. So we're going to take a 20-minute break and come back and hear what Tobias or whoever
has to say. Thanks, Janice.